This is the audio recording for the reading packet for sound titled Section 2 Music. The first subtitle that you are going to create in your T-chart of notes is titled The Ear. You hear sounds with your ears. Your ear is an organ that can hear sounds of many different frequencies. It can hear sounds from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. Your ear can also hear very loud sounds and very soft sounds. The softest sound you can hear have about 1 trillionth the amount of energy as the loudest sounds you can hear. The figure below shows a human ear. It has 3 parts, the outer ear, the middle ear, and the inner ear. Pause this audio at this time so that you can take notes and write your annotations, which should be your personal connections to what you just read in the paragraph titled The Ear. The next subtitle that should go in your notes is, what does the outer ear do? Your outer ear collects sound waves, then it directs the sound waves into the ear canal. Look at the figure again. Notice that the outer ear looks something like a funnel. This shape helps to collect sound waves. The next subtitle is, how do animals collect sounds? Some animals use their ears to find food or keep away from danger. These animals often have large outer ears. A barn owl uses its ears to hunt for food at night. Its outer ears are not made of flesh. The feathers in the owl's face help direct the sound to its ears. Sea mammals hear very well, even though their outer ears are small holes. The next subtitle for your notes is, what does the middle ear do? When sound waves reach the middle ear, they make the eardrum vibrate. The eardrum is a thin, skin-like structure or membrane that stretches across the ear canal like a drum head. When the eardrum vibrates, it makes 3 small bones next to it vibrate. These bones are connected to each other. They are called the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup. These bones make the vibration stronger. At this time, try to answer the question in the reading check. What vibrates when sound waves reach the middle ear? You should be able to find text evidence to support this. The next subtitle is, what does the inner ear do? The stirrup vibrates another membrane. This membrane is called the oval window. The inner ear begins at the oval window. The inner ear is filled with fluid. The fluid vibrates when the vibrations from the middle ear reach the inner ear. When the fluid vibrates, it makes the special hair-tipped cells inside the cochlea vibrate. Different sounds vibrate these cells in different ways. The cells send signals with information about the sound's frequency and strength. The cells also send information about how long sound lasts. The signals travel to the brain along the auditory nerve. They go to the part of the brain that is responsible for hearing. The next subtitle is hearing loss. Some diseases can change your ears. Loud sounds also can damage your ears. If you listen to loud sounds for long periods of time, the sounds can damage the hair cells in the cochlea. These hair cells may die if they are damaged. You cannot grow new hair cells. When the hair cells die, some of your hearing is lost. Try to answer the reading check. Explain why listening to loud sounds for a long time can damage your hearing. Support this with text evidence. As people get older, they can lose their hearing. Some hair cells and nerves in the ear stop working properly. About 30% of older people, older than 65, have some hearing loss due to aging.